And now it's time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey, here's Tom Rogers.
Morning, Jay. Good morning, everybody. Cash hog prices are called from $1 to $3 lower across the Midwest. The bulk of the early bids are from $2 to $3 lower. Livestock dealers and market managers said another hefty break in wholesale pork prices yesterday, as well as seasonally larger supplies of slaughter-ready animals and slowed buying interest ahead of the Labor Day holiday are all combining to weigh on the cash prices. Those are the factors in Peoria as well. They're calling for a $2 lower day-to-day, top price of 52 even. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Wednesday, August 27th, negotiated swine purchases were 11,149. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 72 even to 78.50. The weighted average was 75.27. That was down 271 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 54.32 to 62.25. The weighted average 59.07. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 13,544. The base price range was 68.50 to 80.20. The weighted average was 73.71, down 366 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 54 even to $60 even. The weighted average was 57.68.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Overnight numbers from the boards of trade are coming up in a minute. It's lower day in overnight trade. We'll also get a pre-opening call from Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. The people we talked to at the Farm Progress Show out in Boone, Iowa, say it's a mud bath there today. Iowa's getting plenty of rain, and with that, look at the other growing areas. Weather details is our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. Actually, today they'll have nice weather. It's just the rain that came overnight has made it a mud field, I'm told. And I'm also told that even though it's now one of the permanent sites for the Farm Progress Show, the site in Boone, Iowa is not fully up to completion. It's not as far along as the Decatur, Illinois site. Only one paved street and a couple of the restroom facilities not completed yet. So they have a lot of mud out there today, and at least they're going to have some dry weather and sunshine to get rid of the mud. So if you're heading out there, actually you're probably out of our listing range by now, because it's a little bit to the north-northwest of Des Moines, and if you're going to go to that show today, you really have to already be well on the way, because if it's like previous years, on the last day the show closes at 4 in the afternoon, so there's only about 7 hours left of the Farm Progress Show this year. And again, it's pretty muddy there, but the rain has ended. The sun has come out. The temperature is in the low 70s. This hour, Des Moines reporting 71 degrees. So a beautiful day there. Showers and thunderstorms, though, are occurring between there and here. Radar showing rain, some of it locally heavy on the Illinois-Iowa border south of I-80. So near Burlington, Iowa, for example, the rain coming down hard. There's also some moderate intensity rain just to the northeast of the Quad Cities, so parts of northwestern Illinois getting a good soaking of rain. The rain is not yet into Chicago, but north central, northwestern, and northern parts of west central Illinois getting some rain now, as well as neighboring portions of east central and southeastern Iowa. And Wisconsin, scattered showers occurring there. This area will slowly move eastward. Rain will probably get a little more intense with some thunderstorms during the heat of the afternoon across northern and west central Illinois. It's anticipated that most of the rest of the two-state area will stay dry during the day, with showers and thunderstorms on a scattered basis coming in this evening and overnight. And the farther south one travels, the more scattered the precipitation will be. So I think most places in northern and central sections of the two states will get some rain over the next 24 hours, but some of the rain, much of the rain, will probably be on the light side. Of course, with thunderstorms, there will be a high variability in totals. So there will be a few places that will get hit with heavier rain, but I think most areas will get not enough. And after this goes through, we're in for many days of dry weather. In fact, the computer model guidance that we have looking out into next week and beyond shows high pressure and control of our weather right past Labor Day And the next chance of rain really not pushing into the Midwest until after Labor Day, maybe on Tuesday for western areas, and Wednesday for central parts of the Midwest. And a front may start to stall out in the middle of the Midwest, the middle to latter part of next week. The big question mark is, will it tap moisture from Hurricane Gustav? Gustav is going to move into the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend and will probably make landfall late Monday or early Tuesday somewhere along the U.S. Gulf Coast, anywhere from Texas over through Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, or the Florida Panhandle. And if it does take a track into southeast Texas or Louisiana, there's a good shot that some of that moisture will eventually make it up here. And if it does come up along a stalled front, we actually could turn wet. There's a possibility of wet weather coming in later next week. But I think it's going to be mainly dry between now and then. So the big question is, one, will that moisture be coming? That's one big question. The other is, if that moisture comes, will it really have any beneficial impact? Because we are getting late into the season. The other thing we're looking at on the maps is they continue to try to bring some colder air in toward the very end of the forecast period at 384 hours. Not nearly cold enough to cause any frost or freeze threat, but that's another concern as we go through mid to late September is we have to start looking out for those cold air masses because of the crops being behind. If anything unusually cold comes in, that's something that everybody will be focusing on. But I can tell you right now, with the maps going out to September 13th, there's no air cold enough for an early frost on those maps. So we're looking to the second half of September or beyond for that. So no worries on that just yet. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Thanks, Ed. Let's look at overnight trade. In Kansas City, September wheat opened overnight at 840 unchanged. Last traded up 2, but the December contract was 863.5 up a half. Last trade down 7. September spring wheat in Minneapolis, 875 a bushel, down 1. Last traded down 6. On the CME group, September wheat opened overnight at 804.25, up 1.5. Last trade down 5.75. December 827.5, up 1.75. Last trade down 7.5. March wheat 851, up 1.75. Last trade down 8.75. May 861.75, down 2.25. Last trade down 2.25. July wheat 875.75, up 2.25. Last trade down 4.5. September corn overnight opened at 578, up a half. Last traded down 7.5 cents. December 596.5, up a half. Last trade down 7.5. March 615, unchanged. Last trade down 10. May corn 625.75, down 2. Last trade down 9.75. And July 638, up a quarter. Last trade down 5. September soybeans opened at 1348, unchanged. Last trade down 13. November 1347.5, down a half. Last trade down 16 cents. January 1364.75, down a quarter. Last trade down 16. March beans 1377, unchanged. Last trade down 18.25. And May of next year 1381, down a half. Last trade down 18.5. Soybean meal for September 368 even, unchanged. Last trade down 3 even. October 363.70, up 10. Last trade down 250. September bean oil 54.32, up 12. Last trade down 78. October 54.38, down 5. Last traded down 62. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Tom.
We saw some weather, some rain get Iowa, and the traders are looking at that as well today.
Yeah, the traders are sure looking at that, thinking that rain makes grain. We're waiting for rain here in the Peoria area this morning. Export bookings on the corn came in rather decent, looking at old crop and new crop together, about 12 million bushel old and about 21 million bushel new crop. The trade, though, is focusing on this rain. One of the things I noticed is we are seeing some delays now in Mississippi and Louisiana where corn harvest is typically at about 30%, 35% in Mississippi by this time and about 70% in Louisiana. Slowdown on these Gulf moisture. We'll be down about 5 to 7 cents this morning in the corn.
How about the bean markets? Obviously, weather playing a factor there. Any other unique factors there?
Well, I think this beans had followed the crude market, and the crude is a little bit higher this morning, but it's kind of divorced itself in here. We're going to continue to be talking about weather and puffing out some of these beans, adding some weight there. We'll be down 7 to 10 cents this morning. Export bookings, again, we're seeing cancellations of the old crop, shoving them forward into new crop. My understanding is that the Gulf exporters are not making any more sales for the first half of SEP delivery for beans because they're uncertain whether these supplies from the Delta will be able to reach them in time for that delivery.
And decent weather elsewhere and stocks playing on the wheat market today.
Yeah, sure. You know, tomorrow's first notice day on these September contracts, and I would look for some heavy deliveries there in the wheat. One thing I would point out is oftentimes we see heavy deliveries, we do see that basis narrow. The wheat market, I think, will be a mixed affair today, maybe up two to down two type of a deal. Export bookings there, I thought, looked reasonably good with the brunt of that, of course, in the 2008 crop at 13.5 million bushels.
Thanks for your time, Ellen. Ellen Dearden is with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. Our next report is the opening market report at 9:49 Central Time. I'm Tom Rogers. It's 9:01.